This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fleeing Palestinians have packed into areas along Gaza's border with Egypt and the southern Mediterranean coastline, where shelters and tent camps are overflowing. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN Humanitarian Office says the scale and intensity of ground operations and fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups and their devastating impact continues to impede aid deliveries. The Israeli military's air and ground offensive against Hamas has widened to most of the territory. Israel says it is striking militant targets, though homes full of people are regularly crushed. Israeli forces bombarded cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight and into Thursday, killing dozens of people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A hard-hit Israeli kibbutz has announced the death of Judith Weinstein, an American-Canadian Israeli woman who had been thought to be held hostage in Gaza. Her death was announced Thursday, 6 days after her husband, Gad Haggai, who was also declared dead. The 70-year-old Weinstein and 73-year-old Haggai were taking an early morning walk in kibbutz near Oz on October 7th when Hamas militants burst across the border into Israel, killing about 1,200 people and kidnapping 240 others. The kibbutz says it learned that Weinstein was killed on October 7th and her body is being held in Gaza. Mexican immigration officials are clearing out a migrant camp on the banks of the Rio Grande. The operation across from Brownsville, Texas, continued this week as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador in Mexico City. Mexico's president said the meeting focused on reopening border crossings temporarily closed by the U.S., which wants Mexico to do more to stop migrants hopping freight cars, buses, and trucks to the border. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is